Earth Action is a global network of over 2,000 organizations in 161 countries, along with legislators, individuals, and journalists taking action together to create the political will for a more just, peaceful, and sustainable world. What's not to like? 2020 Action, based in Amherst, Massachusetts, is an organization designed for busy people who care about peace and the environment. Those who join 2020 Action receive one postcard every month that is focused on a timely and critical environment or peace issue. Each postcard has brief background information on that issue and a recommended effective action that they can take in only 20 minutes. Founder and executive director of Earth Action and 2020 Action, Lois Barber, joins us now to tell us more. Lois, welcome to the roundtable. Great pleasure to have you on the program.
Hi, Joe. It's lovely to be here.
Thank you very much for being here and for taking part in our conversation. So you really have two anniversaries going on.
That's right.
Now, which is which?
So I started 2020 Action, actually back then. It was called 2020 Vision, but I started that in 1986 here in Amherst, Massachusetts.
Okay.
And so it's celebrating its, and it went national. I started as a local organization. It went national the year later. So it's 25 years old this year. And then in 1992, sort of based on the success of 2020 Vision, I started Earth Action, which is an international organization. And so it's 20 years old this year.
How do they work together?
Well, 2020 specifically serves citizens in the United States, and it's focused on United States military and environmental policies. And it gives Americans something meaningful to do in only 20 minutes a month, every single month, by contacting a policymaker here in the United States. Earth Action is a broader vision. It is a, as you mentioned, a global network of over 2,600 organizations around the world, 165 countries, and citizens as well, and journalists. It's a much broader vision. And it provides people all over the world with meaningful actions to take on really the big global issues, wherever they live.
I found it interesting in your press release, just looking at the headline of the press release, which usually I think most of us just dismiss, but I thought this was fascinating because it said 2020 Action celebrates 25 years of effective activism. And the question I have, because I think this is an interesting topic, is how do you measure that? How do you measure how you are effective in your activism?
Well, that's an important part of knowing how you're going to measure before you start, because you just can't ask people to do things without letting them know if it's working or not. And so measurement and knowing when you're successful and when you're not and then adjusting your course is really important. So when we choose an issue that we're going to focus on in any one month for 2020, say, it works for Earth Action as well, but you need to know what it means to be successful with that. So we're very, very careful, and we pick issues and actions that usually they're small. I mean, they're a step that you can accomplish. I mean, like, we helped get the United States Senate to ratify the New START Treaty. Well, first of all, you don't do anything in one month, usually. So you return to an issue over and over. But the first time, you're just trying to get the Senate to hold hearings on the treaty. So you might write to senators and get them to call for a hearing on the treaty. So that's a success if you get a hearing. The next step might be to then get the senators to sign a letter supporting the treaty ratification. So that's the next small step. And then finally, you get to the step where you encourage senators to vote for the treaty when it comes to the Senate floor. So, and that's the last and the biggest step, because then you've won, you know, the whole issue. But that's one of the things that 2020 is good at, is breaking these very big and somewhat overwhelming to most people issues down into small, concrete, measurable steps that really can make a difference.
And a lot of this, and certainly in your early days, was allowing people, giving people an idea of who to write to and what they should say in context to in relation to a certain issue. So what I think is interesting about that is, so you have these letters, and then how soon within your development did you realize the power in that?
Well, it was pretty soon because, well, back in 1986 when I started 2020, there weren't all these action alert networks that we have now. You know, I'm sure your email box is as full as mine in getting, you know, click here to send this message.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, and sign this petition. Well, back in 1986, there wasn't even the internet.
Right.
So it was a sort of a very old-fashioned idea of getting people to actually write a letter or make a phone call or send a fax to a policymaker facing a critical decision. And when I came up with this idea, it was really meant for busy people who care about peace and the environment. And living in Amherst, I felt that a lot of my neighbors fell into that category. So I really started it with my neighbors and my family in mind. I saw that people cared about these issues, but they didn't really know what to do. You know, like, what do you do about, well, today it's climate change or, you know, protecting a forest. And you might hear about it on the radio or on television, or read about it in the paper, but you don't know what you can do. So this whole idea came out of helping people take a small but meaningful action every month to really be effective at changing policies. So I started, and we, with seven people here in Amherst, and we went around the room, I can remember, saying, well, how many members do you think we might have? And we said, oh, maybe 30. You know, and I think I was bold and said, well, maybe we'll have like 50 members in a month or two. Well, in a month, we had 300 members who signed up to join, which meant committing $20 a year and committing to spend 20 minutes a month sending a message to a policymaker. So 300, that got my attention in just a month. And then the following year, several people came to me who heard about 2020 locally and said, you know, this is a really powerful idea. You should take it national. And so with the help of other folks, that's what happened. And it wasn't very long before we had, you know, 2,000 and 5,000 and 10,000 and eventually 30,000 members.
In your list of achievements, one of the things, there's a 1999, 2020 joined a campaign to urge Home Depot to stop selling old growth and rainforest lumber, and Home Depot agreed to phase out wood products from these environmentally sensitive areas within 2 or 3 years of your action. One of the things in reading that comes across my mind immediately is, how was that allowed in the first place? And I would think you run into that a lot when you send the postcards and you try to relate to people about what's going on, that many people may react of, how in the world could that be going on?
Right. And it's mostly because of there haven't been regulations. There's probably no business as big as Home Depot, you know, responsible for so much wood being cut in any one place, and there weren't regulations in place, and people didn't realize the value of rainforests. And so we're all on a big learning curve about how to take care of our planet. And, you know, as soon as the first step in any solving any problem is just to identify the problem, right?
Right.
And so that's one of the things we keep our eyes out for is, you know, what needs fixing, and then what are the steps that every single person in America can take that will help solve or fix this problem.
And does it have a domino effect, and I assume this varies, but does it have a domino effect in the sense of just using that issue as an example where you could say, okay, well, these other large companies have backed off or even thinking about that practice because of what Home Depot has gone through?
Oh, absolutely, because then, I mean, it's like a selling. The Home Depot can, then they do use it as a, you know, advertising to say how good they are and how clean and how green, et cetera, because they've done this. And then if another company hasn't, they're looking bad. So, yes, and that's part of choosing your target of who you're going to try to get to do what.
And then you set a precedent. So once that precedent is set, it's hard to then break in and go back, which is good for what you are ultimately trying to do.
Right. However, you do have to be vigilant. It's very rare that you do one thing and that everybody just toes the line, you know?
Because once you stop screaming, then they can weasel in and do it again, right?
Exactly. Or yeah. They, you know, change the rule of what they consider a rainforest. the definition of a rainforest. Or
right, we're any group. Not singling out Home Depot, anywhere of one practice. When you think about where we are right now, what is on your radar? What is on your to-do list as we go into this new calendar year?
Well, one of the things, we just had our decision-making meeting yesterday. We have a core group of 7 very experienced researchers from across the country who look at all the issues, all the problems in America. They're very brave folks who have strong stomachs and can look at all the problems. And we have a meeting once a month and review them and decide what we're going to recommend on our postcard that the following month. Actually, we just yesterday decided on February's card because the postcards take, a while to research and write and print and distribute. So we decided that for February, we're going to ask people to contact President Obama because he's going to be making very serious decisions about the implementation of what's called his nuclear posture review. And this only happens every 10 years, and it's the president really gets to make these decisions on his own without the House or the Senate. So this is a real opportunity for Obama, to show some leadership on our country's nuclear weapons policies. So expected in February or March, he's going to be making these decisions. How many nuclear weapons is our country going to have? What are we going to do to follow up on the New START treaty? How are we going to cut wasteful nuclear spending? How are we going to limit or not allow any new nuclear weapons production? And how are we going to increase non-proliferation measures? So we think it's important that citizens know about this. This is really a once every 10-year opportunity. Obama's saying he wants to be a leader, so we want Obama to know that Americans are watching and want to encourage him to take the strongest positions possible to make our country safe.
Lois Barber is the founder and executive director of Earth Action and 2020 Action. To learn more about these organizations, you can visit earthaction.org, earthaction.org, and 2020action.org, 2020action.org. Lois Barber, thank you very much for being with us this morning. I appreciate your time and your good work, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday season. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it talking with you.
A great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.